Thank you all for coming to these last two talks in the Soil Management Consultants Conference. I'm Hunter Frame. I'm the cotton agronomist for Virginia. I'm going to talk a little bit about in-season cotton management and a different approach that we're working on in the upper southeast coastal plain. So the current nitrogen management practices for Virginia have been put 20 to 30% of your applied nitrogen down before planting or pre-plant, and then come back and side dress either with a single or split application of 70 to 80% of the rest of the nitrogen, resulting in a total nitrogen application rate somewhere between 80 and 120 pounds in season. As far as monitoring in-season cotton, in-season nitrogen status of cotton, there's multiple different approaches. First is what's been applied so far. What's the total nitrogen rate that's been applied to cotton that year? The second is early season soil nitrate. In our area, this is not readily utilized because of our low organic matter soils and just the sandy texture. We don't really see a lot of mineralization of N from organic matter in our area. And so the reliability of those nitrate tests aren't there. The next is the early season tissue test. Whole plant sample in early season, less than 12-inch cotton, and then it's usually reported as percent nitrogen in the whole plant samples. And then we get to the mid to late season tissue test and leaf nitrogen, reported as percent N, and that usually ranges anywhere from 3 to 5% in the cotton leaf. And then petiole nitrate, and that's usually reported as parts per million, anywhere from 0 to 20% or 20,000 ppm can be seen. And then a new innovative strategies coming out of remote sensing, NDVI, red NIR, chlorophyll, and these are pretty much in the initial phases of development, and you're starting to see some models and some algorithms being developed to manage cotton with these systems. So there's a couple different objectives when I started as a cotton agronomist in Virginia with a soil fertility background. One is to update our current side dress nitrogen application rate or nitrogen application rates and correlate those with lint yield. When I started in Virginia, our recommendations were 60 to 90 pounds of total nitrogen during a growing season. And what I wanted to do was to look at that and see if we couldn't push yields a little bit more with increased nitrogen rates. And then I also wanted to correlate this data to petiole nitrate N as well as leaf N data during the bloom period and see if we couldn't predict lint yield in upland cotton. And then ultimately develop an in-season management guide for nitrogen to see if we needed to add more nitrogen to maximize yields or if we were good in season with what we've already done. So there are 6 trials over 2 years. 2013, we had 3 locations with N rates ranging from 0, 30, 60, 90, and 120 pounds of N per acre. 2014, to kind of scale back the project, we had 0, 40, 80, and 120 pounds of N. This is side dress N. All the trials received about 20 pounds of nitrogen at planting. So when I talk about these N rates, that's side dress nitrogen. So the total nitrogen would be somewhere between 140 and 150 pounds at the maximum rates. All the N was applied at match hit square, and we used granular urea 4600 as our nitrogen source. Plots were 40 feet long, 4 rows wide on 36-inch centers. We took petioles from the first and fourth rows of the plots and harvested the 2 center rows. The variety we looked at in these 6 studies was Phytogen 499. When we started petiole and tissue sampling for the rate trials, we looked at the first week of bloom, and again we sampled at the fourth week of bloom. And we sampled the fourth leaf down the main stalk from the first quarter-sized leaf. The petioles are immediately separated from the leaf and then put in paper envelopes or paper perforated bags, and we sampled 25 petioles and leaves per plot. The petioles were sent to Warder's laboratory where they're analyzed for nitrate N, phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur, and a complete nutrient analysis was conducted on the leaf tissue. So our first objective, correlate nitrogen rate and lint yield in upland cotton in Virginia. Out of the 6 site years we have, 4 of them had significant response to increased nitrogen rates. 2 did not. If we look at this bottom left graph, that site year had sand burn injury early in June, and it took a while for the cotton to recover, most likely impacting our response to nitrogen, as well as petiole levels at that location. This middle level on the left, that was on the eastern shore of Virginia, and this field had a history of poultry litter application. So that's one of the reasons why we didn't see a response to side dress nitrogen. However, in 2014, we had a very high yield potential year. Virginia this year averaged 1,284 pounds of lint per acre, and we see a linear response to side dress nitrogen rate, even approaching 120 pounds. We don't see a plateau in any of our trials. So what does in-season monitoring of nitrogen in cotton look like? Well, if we want to just look at the petiole nitrate levels, here's an example of Arkansas recommendations as well as Georgia recommendations for petiole nitrate level. As you can see, if you look at the week of bloom for both states, there's a pretty large discrepancy in terms of sufficiency ranges in cotton production. In Arkansas, it ranges from 10,000 to 35,000 parts per million, where in Georgia, the range is much smaller and narrower and lower, from 4,500 to 12,500. And as I looked at this, and I looked as time progressed through the bloom period, you see that it's a pretty gradual decrease in petiole nitrate in both cases. However, in Virginia, we saw a much different situation. Here's the petiole nitrate levels in a study that received 100 total pounds of N. And we see that in 2013, we started at 10,000, roughly, at the fertilized plots. And as we got to the third week of bloom, we're already below 1,000. By the fourth week of bloom, we pretty much have leveled out and baselined below 1,000 parts per million nitrate. So in Virginia, we see that we drop much quicker than maybe Georgia and Arkansas, which makes a little bit more sense as we have a shorter growing season, cooler temperatures, cotton cuts out a little bit quicker on us in Virginia. And I think our boll load also has a lot to do with this. If we look at the differences between the first week of bloom, in 2014 we're around 5,000 to 6,000. And I think yield potential and fruit load may decrease petiole nitrate in good year in that first week of bloom. So how do the correlations between nitrogen rate, side dress nitrogen rate, and petiole nitrate look? And as we see, 5 out of the 6 locations had a significant highly correlated regression analysis for the first week of bloom. And as we move to the fourth week of bloom, the petiole nitrates decrease, as we saw on the previous slide, but they also decrease in the correlation to side dress nitrogen rates, which is telling me that if we're going to predict yield with petiole nitrates, we need to be doing it earlier in the bloom period and not later in the bloom period, so we get reliable and consistent results. As you can see, the bottom left graph, which is at North Carolina, location that had sand burn damage early in the season, we see we get a non-significant correlation during the first week of bloom, but as we progress through the bloom period, we actually get a significant correlation again at that location as the plants were able to recover, the root growth was able to compensate and get back to maybe where it was if it hadn't been damaged. So when we looked at the results, we saw that leaf tissue N was also correlated highly. And I didn't present these results with side dress nitrogen, but I wanted to see how leaf tissue and petiole nitrate correlated. And what we ended up seeing was we had this type of response where we increased rapidly, and then we started to kind of level out once we got to about the 4,000 parts per million nitrate range during 2013. This light yellow slash area horizontal is actually the recommended sufficiency range for nitrogen in the leaf, and that ranges from 3 to 4.5%. Those are the current recommendations. Well, you can see a lot of our 0 pounds of side dress nitrogen still fall in that sufficiency range. Even in fields where we could go out, we could see smaller yellow cotton where we know we had no side dress nitrogen put on, we were still sufficient in leaf nitrogen. We saw a positive response as we increased nitrogen rate. The pink vertical area is actually University of Georgia's sufficiency range for petiole nitrate. As we see, a lot of our petiole nitrates are above that. When typical agronomic rates, 60, 90, and 120. So we have very few of these points falling in that cross-section area where we want to see those points fall when we know we have sufficient nitrogen. 2014, see very similar trend. It's a little weaker correlation, but we see that, again, all of the zero nitrogen plots fall in that traditional leaf-in percentage range, which is showing me that maybe we need to, in our area, need to adjust that range to make sure that those zero pounds of nitrogen, the leaf percents, are a little bit more accurate for predicting whether we have optimal nitrogen status during the growing season. So when we combine the data, I've shifted those two columns a little bit. For the leaf nitrogen, I bumped it up to the bottom sufficiency range of 3.75%, and it goes up to 5. And then for the petioles, I moved it to 5,000 to 10,000. And I did this because I feel like that we need to start breaking out the nitrogen deficient plots and use leaf tissue and petiole nitrate to really fine-tune our in-season nitrogen status recommendations. So how does this correlate to lint yield? Well, first, we're going to talk mainly about petiole nitrate, but as far as percent in goes in the leaf, that is not very, it's not a very good predictor of lint yield. As you see, if we go back here, once you get past that probably 2,000 to 4,000 parts per million nitrate in the leaf, we don't see a very good response to leaf in that range. It pretty much levels out and flattens out for us. So when we look at petiole nitrate, we know in 2013 we had two sites that weren't responsive to nitrogen and one spot site that was. So we're focused on 2014 where we had the most consistent responsiveness to nitrogen fertilization. And as we see, the trend for predicting relative yield is very strong, and we cap out around 85% of maximum yield at each location on this regression curve. And down where we have low petiole nitrates, we're down around 50% of the maximum yield at each location. So we have very good, strong correlation for predicting yield in good, high yield potential years. So what happens when we combine these results and we look at where we have non-responsive and responsive sites, and what does this mean? Where are we going to find this critical level? So we combined the 2013-2014 results from six locations, and what we found was when we ran the critical point petiole level analysis of quadratic plateau to find where it levels out, we found that the critical nitrate value was 4,583 parts per million nitrate, which is pretty much right on top of where Georgia's the lower end of the sufficiency range was, with a relative yield of 0.848. And as I look at this data, I realize that if we go back 2014, we could be leaving yield on a good table, on a good year on the table when we say that 45 parts per million nitrate or 4,500 parts per million nitrate are sufficient. So to scrutinize this even further, I broke it out into two groups based on nitrogen management practices. So if you're with a producer who is splitting their nitrogen application and maybe putting 20 to 30 pounds down at planting and then coming back at side dress with another split application of 40 to 60 pounds and then another shot of 40 to 60 pounds, if you were to go in at first bloom, the range that you may be looking for adequate nitrogen use and in-season management is between the 5,000 to 8,000 parts per million level for a split application. That means you come in at match head square, put another 40 pounds down, take a petiole test and to see where the petiole nitrates are, and knowing that you're going to apply another shot of 40 pounds of nitrogen. If you're in that single shot or single application management system, you want to be probably in that 8 to 12,000 parts per million range at first bloom. So that means at match head squared, you come in with another side dress rate about 80 pounds of nitrogen. You want to see petiole nitrate levels around above the 8,000 mark for sufficient nitrogen management to maintain maximum yields. So we're going to have a little scenario here. The first thing I typically ask growers on any crop are basic agronomic production practices when I go into the field. And if we're looking at petiole nitrate, do you have a split side dress program or a single side dress application program? What was the total nitrogen? In Virginia, we updated our recommendations to 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre per bale of expected yield in the state. And then how much nitrogen has been applied? Was it 40 to 60 pounds, 70 plus pounds? And then what were the petiole tests and analysis? What was the leaf tissue analysis? We're using the dual approach. Was it 0 to 3.75 or 3.75 to 5%? And then the petiole nitrate range. Were we below that 4,500 threshold? Were we in the middle? Or were we above that 8,000 parts per million nitrate mark? So making indecision, just a little scenario. We're in a single side dress in application system, 60 pounds of N applied at match head square. We sampled at first bloom. We came back with a leaf N at first bloom of 4% and a petiole nitrate at 7,000 ppm. So we're kind of in that gray area. We didn't meet that theoretical 8,000 part per million mark. So then we need to take account on how much total N's been applied and calculate that. So did he apply 25 pounds or less at planting? If so, he may need to apply an extra 20 to 30 pounds of nitrogen per acre to achieve the maximum yields. Or some environmental scenarios played out that maybe he has leaching or some other nitrogen loss. Or if he applied more than 30 pounds, 30 or more pounds at planting, he probably has enough nitrogen there with a total nitrogen rate of 90 plus pounds to go ahead and finish out the crop. The other take-home message is weather conditions and early season stress play a role in how accurate petiole nitrate sampling can be. So if he's had an environmental effect that's set that cotton back, then that needs to be taken into account. And so it's not a two-prong approach, probably more like four or five prong approach to getting this right, I believe. And then the other thing, the earlier in the bloom period, the better correlation to yield, and it gives us more time to correct any N problems that we may find. I'd just like to acknowledge all the industry partners who've contributed to this study, and my technicians and grad student, and all the research staff at the different AREC's that we worked at. And with that, I will take any questions. Yes. No, we sampled, showed some data earlier on in the presentation. We sampled at the first week of bloom, and then we sampled again at the fourth week of bloom. But what we saw was a higher correlations to yield at the first week of bloom and lower correlations to yield at the fourth week. Yeah, so we tried to shoot for that 10 a.m., so probably 2 p.m. or 3 p.m. window there, middle of the day, when we were pulling petioles. Yeah, Waters Lab did the analysis. Yep, it was their one shot. They have a one shot cotton kit that does leaf and petiole. Any other questions? All right, thank you.